From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, on to West Virginia. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, May 7th, 2008.
That's what they say, West Virginia.
Do you have confirmation that they say West Virginia?
My sister-in-law is from West Virginia, and she calls it West Virginia.
All right. Do we have to go by those rules? Do we have to pronounce it as they pronounce it?
No, we don't.
You know how we do that with, like, some kind of Nicaragua, but we don't say, you know, New York.
That's true.
I adhere to, if you have one standard, it has to be the standard for all.
Thank you, Mike Pesca.
Costa Rica, you should say Boston. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Why are we talking about West Virginia? Because that's where the Democratic primary is going next. The never-ending story, in case you went to bed early, didn't watch the returns like me. I watched two episodes of Top Chef, had a glass of wine, went to bed.
Who won the pledged delegates on Top Chef?
Yeah, right? Adriana from Chicago. Actually, I don't know if that's true. But there were There were some results last night, and we're going to talk about them with Politico.com's editor-in-chief, John Harris.
We'll also talk with Mary Tillman, the mother of football star and soldier Pat Tillman. She's written a new book about the life and death of her son. It's called Boots on the Ground by Dusk, and she'll be in our studios to talk about it.
And we will check in with the three guys racing for the cross-country speed record across the country. And our very own Wynn Rosenfeld is going to present us with the best song in the world today, according to Wynn. We'll get the news headlines in just a minute. But first, a net gain for Obama, but no knockout blow. Yesterday, Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama each won a primary, Clinton in Indiana and Obama in North Carolina. But Obama's win was more convincing, and it came in a state worth more delegates.
Obama took North Carolina 56% to 42%, meaning he'll get the bulk of that state's 134 delegates. Meanwhile, Clinton eked out a win in Indiana by only 2 points. So it was tight for a while last night. Most outlets were listing it as too close to call. But Obama conceded the state, and soon after, it was moved into Clinton's column.
The overall results translate into a net gain for the Illinois senator in both the delegate count and the popular vote. Obama spoke last night in North Carolina and said he could finally taste victory.
We stand less than 200 delegates away from securing the Democratic nomination for President of the United States.
Actually, to be precise, by NPR's count, he's 185 delegates away from the magic number of 2025. But that doesn't mean Clinton is giving up. Here she is last night in Indiana discussing the next primaries on the schedule.
I'm going to work my heart out in West Virginia and Kentucky this month, and I intend to win them in November.
Clinton added, quote, "It's full speed onto the White House." But she also said this.
Your support has meant the difference between winning and losing. And we can only keep winning if we're able to keep competing against an opponent who does outspend us massively. So I hope you will go to HillaryClinton.com and support our campaign.
In addition, Clinton said, quote, "No matter what happens, I will work for the nominee of the Democratic Party." In his speech, Obama referenced bruised feelings on all sides of this long Democratic primary race. But he said that in the end, he too is confident the party will come together.
Pundits have suggested that this party is inalterably divided, that Senator Clinton's supporters will not support me and that my supporters would not support her. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that I don't believe it.
The candidates face off again next Tuesday in West Virginia and then a week later in Kentucky and Oregon. Primaries continue through June 3rd. If they can't settle things by then, they may have to start inventing new states. First up, Votelandia.
It's a very contentious race in Votelandia.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.